At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One of the trends that gets brought up anytime the Chiefs have a bye week is Andy Reid's track record out of a bye week. And the record is unbelievable, right? And now it's 22-4. The Chiefs, of course, coming off a bye in week 10. They get set to take the Broncos 3:25 kickoff right here on 96.5 The Fan. So do I buy into it? Yeah, I buy into it. Self-scouting, rest, making adjustments, showing looks. Yeah, all that is true. I don't know if it's impactful heading into this one because the Broncos just played in that clunker Thursday night game against the Raiders last week. Right. We all saw it. And as bad as the Broncos look, they look terrible. They still found a way to win. They had a mini by themselves. And you don't think that they're going to, considering how bad that performance was against the Raiders, you think that they're not going to have some adjustments as well. So, yes, Andy Reid's track record out of the bye week is very impressive. I think some of that is limited, the advantage you get this go-around, only because the Broncos played on a Thursday night. So you don't even get the luxury of that full go. Whereas when you play the Colts the following week, they get the full bye week. Because the Colts don't, is that right or am I off on that? The Colts are on a bye this week, are they not? Or am I off on that, guys?
I'm double checking really quick.
They just played internationally, yeah, so they're on a bye. Yeah, yes. So they're on a bye. So they will get a full bye heading into the Chiefs game. The Chiefs get a full bye, but their opponent gets a half bye.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think that there's going to be less of a strategic advantage for the Chiefs in this game than we usually see out of a bye week because the Broncos have 10 days of rest compared to the Chiefs having, 14. I think that the biggest thing about the bye for this Chiefs team is going to be just the health of this roster. I mean, we saw this offensive line get really, really banged up over the last few weeks. Trey Smith was dealing with the back issue, although he played the entire Bills game. He's now had 2 weeks pretty much to get himself a little bit more healthy. Juwan Taylor, same thing after he left that game against Buffalo. Jalen Moore left for a little bit of that game as well. He was dealing with some injury issues. Josh Simmons is now back in the building after missing time with a personal issue. So I think that you're going to have opportunities to see guys get a little bit healthier here. And that's going to be the biggest advantage, I think, for the Kansas City Chiefs compared to the Broncos. And it's not as much of a strategic advantage, I would say.
So yeah, they're healthy, but I would say the Chiefs, knock on wood, they've been, and people will hate me saying this, they've been as healthy as any team in football the Chiefs have this year.
Like that, I would argue more healthy than any team in football.
Yeah, I mean that's the crazy thing. I understand they're 5-4, and last year they had injuries and all that, and they ended up winning 15 games. They only have five wins, and yet the injuries have not been the reason, excuse, or any, like, that has not been the problem. They have a very healthy roster for this late in the season. It's actually kind of freaks me out a little bit how healthy it is, because it makes me a little nervous that their regression is about to happen. But like,
when's the other shoe going to drop?
For whatever reason, like, they are very, very healthy. And so that part of it, like, other than the Josh Simmons aspect and his off the field issue, whatever that is, they really have not been limited because of many injuries. Like, I understand Rice. Well, that was a suspension. That wasn't an injury. Worthy, he is still hurt because of the dislocated shoulder, but he's been very effective, even though we just got done saying we would like to see him more. So I actually think this first, the question is Pacheco this week. Cause other than that, I actually don't think they've had a true injury, for weeks now that have impacted them. Week one, the Chargers game. And that was a disaster. But other than that, they've been as healthy and as I would actually probably agree with you, healthier than any other team in football. So that's an advantage they kind of have had every single week anyway.
Completely agree. It was just the concerns you had about the offensive line following the Bills game when you knew Trey Smith was a little bit banged up and Juwan Taylor leaves, Jalen Moore's dealing with his issues.
Yeah.
And all three of those guys should be a full go. Plus you're getting Josh Simmons back. So the health of your offensive line is one thing to discuss, but the depth of the offensive line increases exponentially because you now have two options at left tackle. You don't see Juwan Taylor leave the game and you're rolling with Wanye Morris at right tackle, which became a disaster from the word go when he entered that game against Buffalo.
Yeah. And look, like, in game injuries, like somebody was mentioning, you just said it and someone else was mentioning like when Wanye had to come in. I don't count that. Like the injuries that we talk about and we've seen across the NFL where guys are missing a month or out for the year and stuff. That's what I'm saying. The Chiefs have avoided that to this point in time. That's what I mean by they're the healthiest team in football. Yeah. And it is as nerve wracking as that might be for someone that believes in jinxes and everything like that. But like the guy gets hurt in game in Kingsley and he misses a snap. That doesn't count. Okay. Like that just doesn't count.
Right.
We're talking about guys missing multiple games and Worthy. The first two games of the year you can point to, I guess. I would argue in week one, while much of their game plan was clearly involving Worthy, the Chiefs defensively were just not good enough. Like, to me, with Worthy, the Chiefs still lose that game against the Chargers.
Yeah, Herbert still threw for 303 scores.
I still think the Chiefs lose it. Now, if you want to argue about the Philadelphia game, I'll maybe listen a little bit more to that one. But the Chargers game, to me, guys, they were losing that game. they just were not on it whatsoever. That was a game that they had. So someone says, play three plays against the Chargers in Brazil. I get it. It changed their entire game plan offensively. But what Logan just said, defensively, the Chiefs had nothing going against the Chargers in week one. To me, that's not one where I point and say, man, if they had Worthy, they would have won the game.
Yeah,
personally,
maybe they could
just disagree. That's all.
They could have kept pace a little bit better. Maybe that, because they were, that offense was awful.
Yeah, I understand they lost by 6 points.
So maybe you could have been a little bit more effective offensively throughout the four quarters of that football game. But still, even if they were more effective, it's just more opportunities for the Chargers offense to score. And the defense could not stop that Chargers offense to save their lives in that one.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.